to shift the atmosphere further. I don't know if you are ready this morning. We have yet another father in the house. We have missed him for such a long time, but we are so glad that this year God has made it possible to have him come our way. Can we make welcome this morning the prophet Ezekiel? Can we rise and honor God's servant?
If the hands you are using to clap are yours, use them for the Lord. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a good God, isn't it? Amen. I'm happy to be here this year after a very long time, like I said, to be back to where I call home. Not back. I come in once in a while. It's just that I'm careful the way I come into Makurdi. The last time I attempted to come in for a retreat, Pastor Tony made me preach. You know, one of the challenges with some of us is we're looking for a place where we can also sit down and just get blessed, sit down and just have people bless us. So years back, I used to be able to sneak into Makurdi and then just have my retreat, pray, and then fellowship with the brethren and go. But it's become difficult. I remember I used to do that in Zaria also many years ago. There's a place where I used to go pray, until one day I went to pray because I was having a meeting in Zaria. I went there to go and pray, and then as I entered the place, I parked my car. As I was opening the door to come out of the car, two brethren just came and said, "Wow, thank God that since 2 weeks ago that I saw you in my dream, I've been trusting God I will meet you." And have and asked me to pray for her. I prayed for her. While I was praying, I saw that some people were already gathered. So eventually I ministered to them and then I left. And from then, that was the end of going there to go and pray. Makurdi is gradually becoming a place like that for me. And for me, there are two places apart from my base that I call home. Zaria is one of them, where my spiritual father and our spiritual father, the person who fathers myself, God's servant here, I call that place home because that's where I was raised. I also call this place home because I used to be here physically. I used to reside here. And when I was in this city, I remember the only thing, the one and the only thing that gave me joy here was this spiritual community. Yes. That was the only, not my job. That was the only thing. Because at first, when I came, I remember 2007, I was telling Apostle, I said, "Man, I can't stay in this place. I've never seen this kind of heat before." Some of you, you know, you are staying in rooms where they have AC. You don't know what Makurdi heat is. One of the times I remember, it got so bad, so hot. Somebody wrote on the social media, somebody said, "Hellfire cannot be too far from this city." You know, and I told him, I said, I don't like anything in this place. He said, "I'm here. We are here." I said, "Yes, I know, but I don't like it." And to the glory of God, I'm happy to be associated with this house. God's servant, a friend, a brother over the years, and a genuine apostle of the Lord. You know, yes, you can appreciate God for that. Some people do not know that the apostolic grace is not, of course, in this house you know that, it's not a title. It is, in short, it's not a title, it is labor. Out of all the ministerial offices, the one I think is associated with labor the most is the apostolic ministry. And with the last time he came to our church in Kaduna, I said to our people, I said, if you call me a prophet, I'm, wake me up. I can just do that. And I said that. I said, but I knew from the onset when the Lord said to us that He's raising us as apostolic prophets. I said, for the apostolic ministry, yes, I know I'm one, but I have not fully entered into it until the last phase of work which we are doing currently. And the Lord said to me afterwards, when the 3 years conclusion of that assignment came, and I'm saying this because somebody needs to hear it, He said that the maturity of the apostolic ministry resides in nurturing and pastoring. Yes. I know I can't explain this detail, that's not my emphasis this morning, but I needed to say that. A lot of people, when we started the assignment, when God spoke to us, after being 17 years of itinerary preacher, the Lord said, start for me a church base. And the prophecy started coming in from left, right, and center. I started receiving word, you're not a pastor. I said, I know. Even the one who told me to do it, he knows that I'm not a pastor. I know also. But he said to me that the shade of the apostolic that will mature for this end time, that will bring the church into its destiny, will have, not necessarily pastoring, if you understand what I'm saying. For some people, you will be pastoring and mentoring people's destiny. Okay? And until you enter into that in this fullness, you may have the apostolic grace, but you may have what destroys things more than what builds. Okay? So I'm glad to be associated with this house. This house is associated with what I'm doing. As a matter of fact, I'm a part of this house. Every time I come in, you know, there are some of these men, I look for them even up until their houses. And the reason is that it's only a fool that sees Jesus in the His glory and does not associate with Him. You know, Sati was saying, he casting back how we started and all of that, all those all night prayers. That time the tent was wasn't flawed then, and we laid down there to pray in the dust. So the lying down to pray is not now that there's a rug. I have more respect for Mary who saw Jesus in the manger and worshipped than those who saw Jesus in glory and worshipped. You'll be a fool with capital letter F for you to see Jesus in glory and not worship. But they saw Jesus in the manger and they saw glory in the manger. And I'm glad today that this is not even yet where we're going to. Until we begin to have things like this, I'm not talking about physical structures, spiritual structures like this in the nations of the earth. You know, I was praying over the night and the Lord said something to me. I'll say to Apostle before I leave. But I saw something. I've never been to that nation before. Never been to that nation before. I don't know, if you ask me now, what part of Africa is it or whatever, I don't know. But I see a revival that's about to break forth in the country of Ivory Coast. And I saw that being led by God's servant. I don't know if he knows anyone there. I don't know. I'm saying it here because that's how the Lord asked me to deliver it. In the nation of Ivory Coast, I see the heart of men being prepared. There are people who God has spoken to already right now. And in short while, they're going to begin to connect with and then bring forth a revival. It will be a reigniting, not just an igniting, a reigniting. Something that is about to die in that nation is going to be resurrected, because God is going to create that opening will happen. I saw it in a vision that the Lord himself opened the doors and gave the key to God's servant. Amen. Glory to Jesus. God is a good God. Okay, can we celebrate all of God's servants here? I can't mention all of them, but every one of you, all the point men, all the servants of God, I respect the graces of God upon your lives. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, lift up your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost. Zuprate kalabashate komoskila. Glory to Jesus. Rapate koskimena kila basapina. Baratana skola baya. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Zapiretokosini malakataya. Akapala namashataya. Krate zuza zuza zekatoka paradali namasko. Makaratoski bedegedegedesha. Ikatala badabasha lamana malabasha. Ikrata malabadabayasha. Krato sifita malabarate keteboskia. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we are praying. Sit down if you can. Okay? You know, I sit down. What you've done here is a little dangerous because you've asked me to continue until I see the timer. But I prayed over the night and God asked me to do two things. I share something with you that is a continuation of what God's servant began to teach last night. He read a scripture which has been a blessing to me. I preached loads from it. But as he was teaching that scripture, Acts chapter 2 yesterday, I saw something I never saw there before. I didn't even know as at that time that I was going to be up here talking to you. But the Lord began to bore the whole of that revelation in my heart. And then as I got back and was thinking over it, the Lord began to bring up many things in my heart. I'll do that word for a couple of minutes. And then I'm going to minister to few people under a few minutes. Okay? Are you ready for that? Are you ready? Glory to Jesus. Generation after generation, keep praising you, yet no one sums you up. Then ask the Lord, what name fits you? And he said, yeah, generation, Lord, after generations
after generations,
keep praising you,
and no one sums you up.
Then I ask the Lord, Yahweh, the hallowed one, Yahweh, the holy one, Yahweh, the King of Zion, Yahweh, the hallowed one, Yahweh, the holy one. See, at some point I'm going to minister to a group of people who you are not, you used to hear the voice of the Lord very sharply before, but you have become dull in hearing spiritually. And five of those people I'm ministering to have something to do with ministry. You are heavily struggling right now because you become dull of hearing. And the Lord said, the sign he's going to give that he's going to do this is that there are people who have deafness, physical deafness, partial deafness, ear issues, physically will be healed as a result of that thing he wants to do to restore clarity to spiritual hearings. Are you following me? Are you ready this morning? Many things will happen just within few minutes. Many things. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. Treasure of my heart and of my soul. In my weakness, you were merciful. One hand into that ear, a finger, your index finger, and lift the other one up. I want to see the hands. This is the sign that what I told you will happen, that people's spiritual hearings will be cleared. He said, I'll give you a sign. The physical hearings of people will be corrected. I need those hands lifted up properly if I'm praying for you and I see you. Father, I make a demand right now, according to your word, that you will give this sign. Deafness, partial or total, noisy ears, I command you right now, be opened. Be open. Be open. Somebody to my left, it just felt like a heat entered into that ear. Ears be opened. Ears be opened in the name of Jesus. Partial or total deafness, noisy ears, zipra tohima hatekia tolinda hamate kuprate kalaba. This is the sign of the Lord upon this section of this meeting. So right now, ears receive healing in Jesus' name. Now check it. Do things you couldn't do before. Do things you couldn't do before. All of you, put your hands up. Step out quickly.
I want to investigate things now. Any gospel that cannot be practical, any gospel that cannot be practical is an aberration of the real gospel. Whatever gospel that is not practical, any gospel that you preach and you say, okay, we didn't talk. All right, so all the people with ears, check. Even if you're not ill, come out. Come. The boy is not an apprentice. Come, quick. I saw people's hands up. Where are they? Come, quick. Why were they waiting? Is it because it's a long time I ministered there? I forgot to tell you, I'm not an apprentice. Okay. Was it torture? Okay, but do you hear properly? Okay, so how many of you standing out here? You checked and then there's a change. How many of you? Raise your hands. You checked, there's a change. Are you serious? Even you, sir. See the way Makadi people are looking. I won't call the name of a city, but there's a city. Anytime I go there, I always remind them. I ask God for loud miracles. I was preaching there one day, and I said, I know a lot of people are used to false prophets. So I said, if what I said to them is true, and I know they like money in that city. So I said, Lord, I wanted to deliver to them contracts that they didn't apply for. The boy is not an apprentice. So I said so, and then 2 weeks after, I returned back to my city and I got a call. One of the pastors there, his uncle had left for the US, and his uncle was given a contract, I think he said $49 million or so, for, by state government. And he said, I can't come back to Nigeria to come and execute a contract of $49 million. And then he called one of those guys in the meeting and said, go and execute. I'll tell you the history of this thing. Okay, he told me this is a sign. Now, the reason why God is giving this, if physical ears can be corrected like this, I'm saying there are people who are meant to be in nations right now, but they are tied down in villages because of spiritual deafness. That one is more important than this one. So God said, he said, I'll do this, and when I do this, tell them it's going to be a sign that when you begin to minister to them, those who have spiritual dullness, that it will be a sign that I've opened their ears. Some of you, before I leave the stage here, you are going to have a visitation. I'm seeing a lady. There's a lady, your name is Deborah, and your own dullness came when you entered relationship. Your relationship is not wrong, but you jumped into something God actually showed you. You jumped into it before it's time. I'm going to minister to Deborah. Your name is Deborah. From then on, you are like confused. You have been like confused. You are in a relationship to a point where you are even thinking it's a wrong relationship. It's not a wrong relationship, but you jumped into it before time. So again, how many of you, the ears is cleared up? How many of you have gotten healed? The ones that are not healed, I'll minister to you. So, sir, what did you say happened to you?
Yeah, it was a wrong prescription given to me by the medical doctor. So, when they gave me, the doctor checked me and discovered the person who prescribed it, it was a wrong.
So, how long has that been?
Close to a year and some months.
A year and some months now? So, what happened now?
Now, when you said we should place hands where we have partial deafness, yep. I placed my left into the ear.
And then what happened?
I sense something strange entering my
ear. Something strange entering to you. It's not something. I know that thing is the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, come on, Holy Ghost. And now you can hear properly? You are sure? Hear properly? My goodness. This is permanent. This healing. It's permanent. Who again got healed? Who again? You? What happened?
Well, some weeks back, I was trying to clean my ear, and it's as if something dropped inside. So I could not hear through this ear like that. And whenever I'm speaking, I feel the echo inside. So when you say we should put our hands, I just put my hands, and after you finish praying, I could hear clearly from this ear.
My God. Clearly? Who again? Yes? What happened?
Sir, ever since I was younger,
Ever since you were young?
Yes, sir.
Right.
I always knew that this ear could hear better than this one.
Since you were young, you knew your left ear, your right ear could hear better than the left one. The left one could hear better than the right one. Okay, so what happened this morning?
Why you asked us to put our hands on our ear while you prayed, and then I felt a surge, like a power that flew through my ear, and now it could be very much better than before.
Very much better than before. Is somebody happy about this? Can I pray for you? Lord, let the strength of this evil manifesting in his family that began from his father be broken today. You may have gotten others, but this one is a different vessel. It's been separated today and is brought out of these limitations. That which has limited the men of the family, you have been taken out of it. You have been taken out of it right now. You have been taken out of it right now. This one has been given over to the altars of God. So no altar speaks against him. Now, I break the powers. Now, out. Pick him up. Pick him up. Somebody say exemptions to the rules. There's somebody here. You have lost two people in your family this year, and the devil is threatening your father with paralysis. That person, come out now. I need to pray for you. I'm seeing a death, and I'm seeing tears in that family. I'm seeing a death. I'm seeing tears in that family. They've lost two people in that family, and the father of that family is being threatened by paralysis. You? Two people in the family dead this year. Oh my God. Your father, what's happening with him? Prostate cancer. Can't walk with his legs. Where is he? Can we pray so that which they set for 11th of November will not happen? What was set for 11th of November? I saw somebody being wheeled into a theater. I saw the person being wheeled out even before they touched him. Before the surgeon touched this person, I saw, and I'm seeing the date 11th of November. But that devil is a bastard liar. That which was set against this family, in the name of Jesus, I uproot it right now. By this contact, I ask, dear Lord, touch his father. Let his legs begin to vibrate under the Holy Ghost where he is right now. And let a healing take place. Let a deliverance take place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Power of God. Thank you, Father. Okay. So all of you who are not healed yet, put your hands there. If God healed these ones, if you are not healed yet, put your hands there. That's why I say all of you should come. Partial deafness. Deafness only. Yours healed. Yours has been healed also. What happened? How long did you have that?
Since childhood.
Since childhood. And then what happened now?
When you started singing, I felt the presence.
When I started singing, you felt the presence of God. And what happened? The ears?
It's just left.
Just left. Can I pray for you? I'm seeing God dealing with family things here. If I continue like this, I'm not going to teach, and I'm supposed to do that. Let me pray for you. Touch her right now by your power. Touch her by your power. In the name of Jesus, I declare an exemption to the rules of evil. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Do what only you can do in this life, dear Lord. So, I pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus, ears that cannot hear properly, partial or total deafness, open. 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 Open now. Open. 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 In the name of Jesus, open. Open. Open now. Open. Yes. Open. In the name of Jesus, open. Open. Help him. Help him.
Open in the name of Jesus. Open in the name of Jesus. Lord, do a miracle here. Thank you, Jesus. All right, please go check it for me and then let me know what's happening. What happened to you?
Okay, this ear has been there for as long as I can remember.
As long as you can remember. Is it not amazing? Childhood, and these are people who are not teenagers. It means some of them has been there for as much as 15, 20 years. And what happened this morning?
Just now, before you went outside, it was still deaf. But when I closed my hearing ear, and you said open, I could hear it very slightly.
So before... See the way Makodi people are clapping like Abuja people. Pastor Victor, where is he? Reverend Victor, I didn't mean any harm. You know I love you and I love Abuja. Alright. You couldn't hear at all when you closed these ears before now. Alright. Come this way. So close the ears. This is the hearing one. So if you do this before now, you wouldn't hear from here. So can I get a second mic? Holy Ghost. Miracle worker. You are a miracle worker. Please come and do a miracle today. I beg you, come and do a miracle for me. Miracle walker,
you are the miracle walker.
Please come and do a miracle today. I beg you, Lord, come and do a miracle today.
Hold on.
Okay, were you hearing the songs? She said yes. You were hearing the songs? Cover that ear again. Cover the ones that hear again. Say with me, Jesus. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I need, hear this. Say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I am yours.
I'm yours.
My ears are open.
My ears
spiritual,
are spiritual and
physical.
And physical.
Oh, Lord. Are you excited about this? I love the lover of my soul. I love the lover of my soul. I love the lover, I love the lover of my soul.
You are here forever. Please come to your seat.
Let
me hear the miracles afterwards.
The lover of my soul.
Gospel is not for Sunday morning alone. For each and every day that the Lord has made, we gotta give thanks and praise to the Lord.
Almighty Father, Papa never tire. Only for blessing do I and I. If I be given, I'm plenty dollar. Hey, Papa never tire, make you give him the praise.
Mama,
Lord, I'm saying.
Could not walk normally before. Three of you, you have pains on your ankles. Right now, I command you begin to walk normally. I command begin to walk normally. I see the power of God touching leg issues, cases with the legs. Even if you're on crutches right now, there's an anointing that makes you walk normal right now. And God said, I'm also doing that as a sign because I'm going to distribute speed and motion to people. I declare in the name of Jesus, begin to walk normal. Abnormal pains in the leg, leave now and let the people begin to walk normal. Spiritual stagnancy is broken now by the power of God in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, let me hear your amen like thunder three times. 2, 3.
Check it. It's happening. There's somebody up there on the gallery. I am seeing the Lord reaching out to your mother and touching your mother, healing your mother of peptic ulcer. Peptic ulcer. Any other person who is in this room who has peptic ulcer and you are present, right now, I break the powers of peptic ulcer. I command you to be healed right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing somebody online. I see you. I see this person in a room with something like a blue curtain. And this person, you had a dream and you swallowed a cowrie. You had a dream and you swallowed a cowrie. I declare right now in the name of Jesus, that power of witchcraft is broken. That power of witchcraft is broken. That which you ingested, I command it to come out now. I command it to come out now. And anyone under the sound of my voice, whatever it is that I've been fed into your spiritual system through dreams, as I speak right now, under this anointing, I command those deposits to come out. To come out. To come out. To come out. In the name of Jesus.
There's a lady here, for the last 3 months, you have not seen your period, and you are not pregnant. For the last 3 months, you have not seen your period and you are not pregnant. Don't come out. For the last 3 months, you have not seen your period and you are not pregnant. Sure, you are single. Listen, if this meeting lasts beyond 1 o'clock, rush out. 1 o'clock on the dot, your flow starts. I said 1 o'clock on the dot, that flow is released. I dare you to try this boy to know if he's a prophet or not. Just stay 1 minute after one. If you don't have a pad with you, you'll be embarrassed. I said this in a meeting one day, and then thank God for obedient people. This lady rushed up straight to the restroom, and the flow that the devil seized for months began immediately. This one, the Lord said, 1 o'clock on the dot. Even if this meeting is on, go to the restroom. because 3 months' fraud have been seized by the devil. It's released right now. In the name of Jesus. Sit. It wasn't supposed to be a miracle service. Eh? My goodness. You know, where we have some kind of people, you know, it said, it's an adage, that where the big cocks are, the small ones don't crow. In the places where Apostle Gideon is and Apostle Romans, don't claim you're a teacher of the word. So today I'm a prophet. I'm not a teacher. When I go back to Kaduna, I'll continue teaching. But here, the boy is a prophet. Amen. Okay, Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. Let me walk this out as quick as I can, and then I'll minister to those who God said He will open you. You haven't seen all these miracles that God gave us signs. I'm sure you know that your own spiritual ears will open. Alright? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all with one accord in one place. Let's read on. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled. Somebody say, and it filled. Look at the first feeling. It filled all the house. It filled all the house. So the first feeling that happened was the feeling of what? The house. Everybody said the feeling of the house. Now, this was not good enough, because it's possible for the power of God to be present in the room and that power does not touch you. It's possible for the Holy Ghost to be in the room. It's possible for Jesus to be in the room, to be in a city, and yet it's not touching you. So let's go on. It says, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like what? As of what? And let's read this last part together. And it what? Somebody say, Holy Ghost, sit on me. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, say, sit on me. Listen, something's going to happen within this few minutes of talking. Lights that have been quenched. Quenched by sin. Quenched by the power of hell. Quenched by territorial spirit. Those fires that have been quenched. Dormant mantles. They will come alive in the name of Jesus. I said they will come alive in the name of Jesus. I said they will come alive in the name of Jesus. Somebody say again, say, Holy Ghost, say, sit on me. You know, I preached this for Reverend Tina some years back. I think, no, last Apocalypse. And then when I went back again, the Holy Ghost showed me something I have not seen there. And that's what I'm going to say to you. The Holy Ghost is going to sit on you in a few minutes now. Mm. So let's read on. The Bible says, and they were what? All. Did you see the second feeling? The first feeling was that it filled the room. Filled the place where they were occupying. Just like even demons, if they come here now, they know the power of God is filled this place. But there are yet empty vessels that have not been filled. So after filling the room, it was not enough. It filled. Now this is my point of emphasis and what God spoke to me as God's servant was teaching yesterday. He says, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 5. And there were dwelling... No, sorry. Go back to verse 3. Go back to verse 3. Let me read it. And you catch it the way God spoke to me. And there appeared unto them clothing of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Now, the previous verse. Go to the previous verse. There's a way God said it to me. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as the rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And then the next verse now says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues as that, and it sat upon each of them. You know what I saw there? You know what I saw there? When I read that scripture as God's servant was teaching yesterday, the Lord said to me, He said, if I can sit on you, then I can feel you. You didn't get it. The cloven tongues sat upon them. And when he sat upon them, the next thing was that they were what? They were filled. Did you get that? Did you see that? Did you see it? He sat on each of them. And then they were filled. Verse 3 says, the cloven tongue sat on them.
Verse 4 then says they were what? Did you see that? Are you seeing what I'm seeing there? Then he said to me, he said, if I can sit on you, then I can feel you. Listen to me. Some of you need to understand. I know you know this and you've heard it. Ezekiel 47, the emphasis of this had gone forth in Ezekiel, and many people have preached that. That there are measures in the Holy Ghost. I love that word measure. Everybody say measure. Ezekiel 47 showed a vision, revealed a vision that an angel was measuring, and as he measured in thousands of cubits, as he was measuring, there were feelings. As he was measuring, the first measure was to the ankle, the next measure was to the knee, the further measure was to the loins, and then it became a river that he could not swim in. It became a total feeling. I know you have been filled with the Holy Ghost when you gave your life to Christ. You began to speak in tongues and you began to prophesy. But ladies and gentlemen, there is a dimension of the Holy Ghost that comes to fill you. There's a dimension of the Holy Ghost that comes to overpower you. There's a dimension of the Holy Ghost that does not just come upon you, but you become possessed of the Holy Ghost. There's a dimension of the Holy Ghost that when it comes, your will is no longer relevant. There's a dimension of the Holy Ghost that when it comes, it determines the course of your life. There's a dimension of the Holy Ghost when it comes, it shows you who to marry. When this fullness comes, ladies and gentlemen, it is not like when you are actually having it at the ankle level. And I know that many of you have heard those teachings, the ankle level, talking about evangelism, empowered for evangelism. The knee level, talk about your prayer life. And then the waist level, talk about the mantles of the Spirit, empowered for ministry. But this dimension of being filled is being controlled, being possessed by the Holy Ghost. Have you seen possessed men before? A small little girl that's possessed by a demon can actually be pushing five people. I was in a meeting recently, and as the power of God fell, one short man was struggling with five strong ushers, and they could not pin him down. The power of the Holy Ghost has something better than that. When it fills your life, is it not amazing how the Bible said that Paul the apostle, the seven sons of Sceva, were trying to do what one man did? They were trying to cast out a devil. Seven people could not do what one man possessed of the Holy Ghost was doing. That is what happened. The Holy Ghost is an amplifier. He amplifies your strength. He swallows your weakness. But that will only happen if you allow him to what? Sit. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, say, sit on me. Every time I teach on this scripture, I like to use, I know our chairs are attached here, but if you get a single chair, if you help me with it, I use it to do that analogy. Okay, wow. So they were now attached. Oh my God. All right. He said the Holy Ghost did what? He sat on them. He sat on them. Somebody say, the Holy Ghost sat on them. And when he sat on them, they were filled. Somebody say with me again, the Holy Ghost sat on them. When he sat on them, they were filled. I want to show you three implications of this sitting. My emphasis in this short charge is the word sit. Everybody say it again. Say sit. Say Holy Ghost. Say sit on me. I was meditating on this many years ago, that word sit. And I discovered that three implications of the word seat is that when you sit down on a chair like this, who is carrying the weight? Is it the chair that is carrying the weight of the person sitting, or the person sitting is carrying the weight of the chair? Talk to me. The chair is carrying the weight of what? Remember, who is sitting now? Who is sitting now? Somebody say, Holy Ghost. Say, sit on me. Somebody say, Holy Ghost. Say, sit on me. Some of you don't understand that word kabod, which means the glory, and it has to do with the weight of God. Ladies and gentlemen, what he's talking about when he said the Holy Ghost sat on them is that God put his weight upon them. He put his burden on them. Enough of Christians that come to church and say, Lord, give me my wife or I walk out of church. Enough of the bottom bread Christianity that cannot even win the soul, and all you are saying is, God, I'm here. Lord, you know I need an admission. You better give me an admission, or I better walk out. I'll walk out on you. Ladies and gentlemen, like I always say in my church, use the next door if that is what you came to church for. If all you came to church for is to get a wife, if all you came to church for is to get a husband, not even deliverance. There's something more important that God wants to do with you. He wants to sit on you. He wants to put his weight on you. He has some people to reach out to in South Africa. He's looking for men to sit on. He's looking for some men to reach
out to the United States and is looking for some men to sit on. He's wanting to reach some people in Ghana and is looking for some men to sit on. The Holy Ghost wants to reach some men in Mali and is looking for men to sit on. So the Bible said, as soon as the Holy Ghost found a sitting space, He filled them. Stop asking for prophetic anointing to display that you are accurate. The Holy Ghost is looking for somebody to do what? To sit on. Stop looking for a healing anointing because you want to show that you can also heal the sick like Apostle did. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Ghost is looking for somebody to sit on. I don't know who I'm talking about, but somebody say, Lord, I'm here. Say, Holy Ghost, sit on me. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, say, sit on me. Us has just helped them. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, say, sit on me. I didn't come just for deliverance for my family. I didn't come just for deliverance for my state. I didn't come just to get some anointing and get some impartation. I came for serious business. I came for the Holy Ghost to sit upon me. Because Lord, if you don't sit on me, the powers of witchcraft, they will overshadow me. I need you, Holy Ghost, to sit on me. I need you, Holy Ghost, for the next level of my church. I need a sitting. I didn't come to sit in church. I came so that you will what? Sit on me. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, sit on me. Lord, those five prophetic people that have pursued you all these years, they fasted and they prayed. It is time to sit on them now. Five of them, Holy Ghost. Five of them, Holy Ghost. On the gallery and below. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Receive. The sitting of the Holy Ghost. The sitting. It's a long teaching. It's a long one. Pastor Dan, you know the second implication of sitting? The first implication is that he's going to put his weight on you. He's going to put his burden. That's what I just thought about. He will sit on you. You went to pray that God, show me my husband. He will put the burden of Benue State in your heart. You will pray for 5 hours and the issue of your marriage is not even there. You discover that he's sitting on you. I don't know who is that, but the Lord is finding some intercessors. He's finding some intercessors that he can implant the burden of the Spirit on. Wherever they are, Holy Ghost. Wherever they are, Holy Ghost. Men who can bear the burden in the spirit of Nigeria. Men who can bear the burden of Africa. Men who can bear the burden of the state. Men who can bear the burdens of Canada. Men who can bear the burden of South Korea. Holy Ghost, sit upon them right now. Sit upon them right now. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, sit on me. I need to move. The second implication of sitting is that when you sit on a chair, the chair or the person sitting, who is more visible? I ask you again, the chair or the person sitting on the chair, who is more visible? Who do you see first? I ask you, who is sitting on you? Who is sitting on you? If the Holy Ghost sits on you, you are going to find out that you are going to make Jesus more visible. It will not just be by your might or your power. When you walk miracles, when you walk down the street and sinners are saved, something will occur to you that is not by power, it's not by might, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is sitting on me. When I stand on stage and I sing and men are healed and I sing and people are getting delivered, I know it's not by my vocal cord, it's not by my strength, it's not by my power, but Holy Ghost is sitting on me. When he sits on you, you become less visible. You become less visible. You be ayatalabaya. What you ask is given you right now. You become less visible. That was the reason why when John the Baptist came in the book of John, I think 30 or so, he said that I may reduce, that he may increase. Men who are possessed by the Holy Ghost, they don't love to be seen. They want to make Jesus seen. If he sits on you, you will make Jesus more visible.
Recently, I was teaching our church, and I told them, I said, God redefined evangelism to me. He said, evangelism is organizing a platform for Jesus to meet with the unsaved. To organize a platform for Jesus to meet with the unsaved. It's not a period to go and display the latest clothes that you wore. When you come on stage to do a function, it's not about showing them today that I can preach or I can pray. It is that what part of me, Jesus, what part of you do you want to show through me? Some people he wants to show his healing. Some people he wants to show his sight. Some people he wants to show his passion. What part of Jesus do you want to showcase? If you understand being filled with the Holy Ghost, when you become filled with the Holy Ghost, it's not about you again. It is the Holy Ghost, sit on me and make Jesus more visible. Oh, men of God, I think it's time that we need to return back again. To return back to say only Jesus could have done this thing. We have gotten so used to power. We know that when we tell the cripples to rise, they will rise. And some of us have become like Samson. The Bible says Samson in the book of Judges, I think verse 15 or 16. Chapter 15 or 16. The Bible says this guy, he took a fresh jawbone of an ass and he used it. He slew thousands of these Philistines. And afterwards he said, he said, with this jawbone of an ass, he said, somebody say, I. You know, one of the things that happen when you become filled with the Holy Ghost, when you become filled like this, he kills the I in you. He kills the I. You will not be able to say like Samson, with this jawbone, he was looking at his mind. Meanwhile, he forgot that anytime God wants to do those miracles, the Bible will record that. And the Spirit of God came upon Samson. Then Samson reached this point. He picked up that jawbone of an ass, did many miracles, slew them, and he said, He said, with the jawbone of an I, if he sits on you, the eye will disappear. You will see only Jesus. If he sits on you, you will know that the reason why you had that excellent grade is not because of your mental prowess. It's because he sat on you. There are many people who have brain capacity just like you do have, but somehow they wrote the same exam and they came out with an average score. But the reason why you came out with what you came out is because he sat. So the Bible said of Samson, he took that jawbone of an ass and he threw it away. And something mysterious happened. As soon as he threw it away, look at that scripture. Media, find it for me. As soon as he threw it away, the Bible said he became so thirsty. Became so thirsty to a point where he was about to die out of thirst. When I read that scripture many years ago, I saw the fact that this one was, it's not an ordinary thirst. No. And immediately the Holy Ghost took me in prophetic revelation into the book of John, where the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of living waters. That was what Samson threw away. He didn't just throw away the jawbone of an ass. He threw away the Holy Ghost. He used the Holy Ghost like a slipper. And anytime he wanted to do some miracle, he used the Holy Ghost and then he throws him away and go after a woman. But ladies and gentlemen, there is a remnant that is rising. They don't use the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that uses them. They don't sit on the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost that sits on them. And when the Holy Ghost sits on them, he uses them to do great things. And they can testify that Holy Ghost, he sat on me. That was why those miracles happened. The Holy Ghost, he sat on me. That was how I healed the sick. The Holy Ghost, he sat on me. That was why I survived in that city. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, sit on me. Breathe on me, breathe on me, Holy Ghost power, breathe on me. Yesterday's gone, today I'm in need, Holy Ghost power. Do you know the number three implication of that sitting? Somebody say again, say, Holy Ghost, sit on me. Number one implication is that what? He puts his weight on you. Number two implication is that what? He makes Jesus visible. You are no longer seen. He's seen. Number three implication is that this is the wisdom I got from him. And it was this morning. Funny enough, I won't tell you. I don't know how many people it happens to. But I'm tempted someday to spend more time in my bedroom. I plan to spend more to make my bedroom more furnished. You know why? Apostle, many times God speaks to me in the bedroom. I don't know why. Maybe the apostles will tell us how or why that happens. But then I was actually in the bedroom this morning, and I was sitting somewhere that people sit in the you know that place. Some of you even sat there this morning. I know some of you think that he's a holy man. Prophets don't poo. It's alright. But I sat somewhere inside the bedroom this morning, and he gave me this third implication of him sitting. That if he can sit, he can feel you. If he can sit, he can feel you. If he can sit, he can feel your vessel. The third implication is that the Holy Ghost then asked me, say, how long, what determines how long you sit on this seat here? It is how comfortable, isn't it? Most of you will sit longer on this kind of chair than sitting long. You know, there's some kind of that place that starts with the letter T. There are some of those kind of places when you enter there to do your business, you have to do like this. I know some of you have not lived in that kind of place before. When it fits, when you go into that kind of place, how long you stay there is determined by how comfortable that place is. There are some kind of hotels you go to. When you see the toilet bar, you can eat there. I'm telling you. Do you understand? Then he said, how conducive the atmosphere of your life is will determine how long I can sit on you. I don't know who I came to talk to. You know the Bible says, is it in Ephesians 3:16? Talking about you should not grieve the Holy Ghost. And then he mentions some things around that verse 16, the things that grieve the Holy Ghost. Some of you are too possessed by malice. You are too possessed by jealousy. You are too possessed by fornication and adultery. So when he comes, he can only come in a service like this. When you leave the service, he can no longer sit. The few times he's sitting there, he's sitting and just like the way you do. He's doing like this because he's thinking, I hope that he's not going to go back and mess up this vessel again. For the Bible says our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And how long he can sit, how long he can stay there will be determined by the environment in that place. It's time to get rid of that anger. It's time to get rid of malice. It's time to get rid of jealousy. It's time to get rid of adultery. It's time to get rid of fornication and wrong and evil communication that makes the Holy Ghost come by, touch you. But what? He can't sit. Holy Ghost, sit on me. Stand up on your feet and make it a prayer. Holy Ghost, sit on me. Sit on me. Sit on me. Holy Ghost, sit on me. I'm tired of praying for 5 hours when I come to tent. And when I get back, it seems as if I left the Holy Ghost in the tent. I want him to sit on me so that when I get back home, I can speak to devils and the devils will leave. When they come around me, they'll be electrocuted. I need that kind of one. I need a sitting of the Holy Ghost, because until he sits, he cannot feel. Until he sits, he cannot feel. Until he sits, he cannot feel. I'll do the last thing. God's heaven here. I'll do the last thing. The instruction he gave me. You used to hear God very clearly. The Holy Ghost talks to you, and you know it. You can say that the Holy Ghost said. That was your experience 5 years ago. That was your experience 10 years ago. But now you say, Kai, the more I'm growing, you know, there are some people who say these things. I've heard this kind of thing that, the first time when I got born again, every prayer I pray, God just answers. God just answers. But now he doesn't answer me again. My people, there's an adage in my place. That banana is spoiling and they think it's getting ripe. Some people say, those days when I got born again, you know, I used to pray for 5 hours. I used to pray for 10 hours. But now we have grown, man. We've grown. We declare. We declare and God does it. Just in 5 minutes, we're done. We get answers. My friend, can I tell you the truth? I speak to you, I lie not. I bring the voice of God to you as a prophet. You are not growing. That growth is cancerous. It is not growth. You are dying. You are dying. If you used to pray for 5 hours before, and now it is that, I just pray for a few minutes because I have grown. No, you have not grown. The devil has killed something in you. Yes, that's what happened. I used to hear God very clearly before. But now, you know, activities of life, many things. Now, I take 5 days, sometimes I don't even hear. How do you want to navigate through this wicked world without his voice? How? How? Your two eyes are too weak to lead you to life. You need the Holy Ghost. I want to pray for everyone who is in that category. I used to hear God very clearly. God healed those deaf people. And he said he healed them as a sign to this one that he's going to do. That he will bring clarity to people's spiritual ears. Anybody in that category, stand there. That's the only thing he told me. That's the only thing he told me. All the other ones, they are signs. This is the main thing. This is the assignment I have standing in your front this morning. He told me there are five out of these people. These ones, I'm not saying you don't used to hear the voice of God. I'm saying you used to hear. You were very clear. You used to say, the Holy Ghost told me. But now it is that something told me. You are so confused, you that knew the voice of God before. But now you are so confused to a point where you are now saying, something told me. You call the Holy Ghost something. Something. You, if they call you something, how do you feel? It's a sign that your knowledge of him are blood. That's what has happened. Your knowledge of him has what? Blood. Put your two hands on your head. He sent me with an anointing. You know, one of the privilege and mercy of the prophetic office is that it brings the voice of God to us faster and closer than some people. Yes. Yes. He brings the voice of God to us closer and faster. If you don't have a space, stand on the aisles. Don't worry. Don't worry. But there's an anointing that's going to be released. There's an anointing. Some of you, you are going to feel it on your tongue. Some of you are going to feel it in your ears. It will be like a burning sensation. It's going to knock out things. Things that have stood as a barricade. Things that stole the voice of God from you. Put your hands on your head. Dear Holy Spirit, this is what you told me. I'm asking, Lord, especially for those five ministers that you said, on the account of their spiritual blindness, on the account of that deafness, that the ministry have been caged. Lord, I am asking, reach out to them, Lord. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. All right, look at that. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Open the ears. Yeah, 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 yeah. Help them. Help them. Makateka baya pahiraba. Abarateda pasida baya. To that prophet, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, let the hearings return. Let the visions of the night return. Let open visions return. Return, 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 return. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. That power of hell, that power of witchcraft stood over you in a dream. From that point on, you became confused. I can't touch all of you, but the Holy Ghost is touching you. He's touching you. He's touching you. He's touching you. He's touching you. Holy Ghost, rest, rest, rest. Rest. Help them. Help them. Help them. That's the power of God. Helping them. Helping them. Helping them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 20. Apaka kate kabaya. Edekedega bababa shapara. Emanaketa la baratele kosa. Embrate kete. See what the Lord is showing me about this young man. Manabata kapalapa. Hey, the witness is over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. Let your hearings, your spiritual hearings, be touched. 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 You bother about many things, but the Lord said, he is actually gone ahead of you over the things that makes you worry. Your worry turn your ears deaf. But today, in the name of Jesus, ears, spiritual ears, be open. Be open. Be open. Be open. Be open. Be open. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Stand up. Stand up. Tap it. Stand up. Something major slipped out of your hand. You started having this experience of missing opportunities when this thing happened. You started seeing opportunities. In short, you read the poem, you started hearing voices and you thought it was God. You walk it out and you discover it's not God. Am I correct? Huh? Holy Ghost, restore. Restore. Restore everything he lost. Restore! In the name of Jesus. Let it happen. Just right now. Let it happen. Yatakani Masuta. Iprane Kosaya. In a kalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are prayed. Can I say something to you? You owe the Holy Ghost 2 hours of prayer. Between now and tomorrow morning. 2 hours non-stop. If you want to go to the bush or whatever, do. It's a prophetic instruction. Do. There are some of you, if God starts talking to you now, the things you will write down, you will write from now till tomorrow. Because there's somebody, 5 years, help him. 5 years. What's happening to you? You have lost 5 years in the spirit. As a result of spiritual deafness, you've lost 5 years. Please, Lord, let that anointing to restore. Let it rest on such people. Let it rest on such people. Let it rest on them. Let them recover all. Let them recover all. Let them recover all. Let them recover all. Sir, God has not changed his mind. Because you are thinking that the call of God, that God changed his mind as a result of a disconnect. You thought God changed his mind. God said, I should tell you, he has not changed his mind. Go to the last instruction he gave you. He has not changed his mind. In the name of Jesus. I need to stop. I need to stop. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Dan.